Gray Skies and Dry Eyes by Spivzy, as read by Chaos for Karama. It was never supposed to become a thing. Liam doesn't mind that it is a thing, not really, but sometimes he worries that Zane minds, and he wishes he could at least tell him that it wasn't supposed to be. Liam's bad at telling people things, though, which is actually probably how it starts, because he can't just banter with the others. He latches onto Zane almost immediately after this starts, because Zane's easy to talk to, and sometimes he doesn't talk at all. Liam likes that in people. Zane isn't like Louis, who seems to fill up every moment of silence like he can't stand it being there, and he isn't like Njal, so high on life that he can't ever stay still. Zane can just stand there and smoke, and Liam can sit with him in silence and breathe. Everything is crazy, has been crazy from the start, and he needs those moments, craves them like Zane craves cigarettes. Zane will gesture with his lighter, even though the others aren't paying attention, bouncing around like children, and Liam will ask, "Hey, mind if I come with?" The first time Zane had given him a considering look, raised eyebrows, and his head tilted like he's trying to figure out Liam's motive. Liam doesn't have a motive, though, aside from being able to think away from the craziness. He doesn't know if Zane can sense that, or if he just gives up trying to figure it out, but he nods with a small smile. "Sure, of course, Liam." "Not looking to pick up the habit, are you?" Zane mumbles around the cigarette already clenched between his teeth, cupping the other end to keep the breeze from blowing out the flame of his lighter. "Terrible for you. And if there are two in the group, dunno what Simon'll do." Zane's already gotten the talk. "Don't let anybody from the press see you until you're 18. Get someone else to buy them for you." He heeds it well, from what Liam can see, standing in back alleys and bathrooms, asking their security guards to nip out and get him a pack. "I'm not," Liam answers after a moment of watching the end of it glow orange. "Just thought you might like the company." He shrugs and feels guilty for the lie. His motives are entirely selfish. "Or you didn't want to hang around the circus for a couple minutes." Zane snorts. Liam flushes, unsure if he's being transparent or if Zane's unusually perceptive. "Maybe," he allows. He fidgets, fingers twisting together in the pocket of his sweatshirt. "I just like quiet." "That makes two of us." Zane lifts his eyes then as he breathes out the smoke, and Liam watches as it twists and tendrils up toward the sky. "I don't mind, you know, that you're using me." He's smiling, the corner lifted in amusement. "I'm not," Liam protests, and he sort of means it. "I like talking to you. It's just a bonus, really." Zane laughs, tapping the ash off the end. "I like talking to you, too." His cheeks hollow as he sucks in more of the smoke. He's got remarkable cheekbones, Liam notices absently. It wasn't meant to continue, really, but it does. Liam doesn't assume anything. He always asks if he can go with him, but Zane begins to give him looks like he shouldn't ask, so Liam stops. Zane will stand and gesture with his lighter, and the others will nod or ignore him, and Liam will silently stand as well, plodding along behind him until Zane pauses to let him catch up. Once Njal had asked to come with them, and it had thrown them both, Liam could tell. Zane had taken a moment to answer, and in that moment Njal's smile had started to fade, and he looked slightly embarrassed, and neither of them wants that. For all that Harry's the youngest, Njal's the baby of the group, they're all aware. "Yeah, course," Zane says quickly, offering him a smile. It's pleasant enough. They all have a nice chat about their performance that Saturday, and it's nice, it really is. Njal never asks to come with them again, though. Liam is secretly pleased, and feels like a horrible person for it. Liam doesn't know why he expected it to just stop after the show ended, but he did. They come third, and Harry cries, and then they get signed, and Harry cries again. Zane sometimes goes off to smoke, but Liam doesn't follow him, figures they're not in this bubble of the show, and Zane probably wants time to himself. "Do you want to come with?" Zane asks, 4 days into tour and 3 seconds after he gestured that he was going out for a smoke. He's staring straight at Liam, and none of the others are paying attention. Liam nods, struck dumb, and silently heaves himself out of his chair, dodging one of Louis's flailing arms and ducking as one of Njal's shoes come flying at his head. They walk in silence. Zane doesn't have to hide it anymore, has been legal since last month, but it's automatic at this point to creep into back alleys. It's freezing, and Liam tucks his hands up underneath his armpits. "I thought you wouldn't want to anymore," someone says, and it's only after a moment that Liam realizes it was him. Zane's staring at him like he's an idiot. He feels like an idiot. "I thought you didn't want to anymore," Zane says, flicking the end of his cigarette. "You twat," he adds. Liam laughs, can't help but laugh. "Sorry," he says, ducking his head. Zane releases a beleaguered sigh, pats his head, tells him it's all right, but that he's still stupid. Liam feels squirmy inside, and too warm even though he's freezing. Zane calling him stupid should probably offend him or something, but it just makes him grin in the way he hates, the way that makes his whole face scrunch up. Zane's looking at Liam like he doesn't quite know what to make of him, his head tilted and his eyes squinted in curiosity. "You're a weird guy, Liam," he informs him, stubbing the end of his cigarette out against the wall of the building he's leaning against. "I like you. I like you, too." He sounds far too reverent and knows it, wants to take it back, but can't. The way Zane's looking at him now isn't a way he can recall Zane ever looking at him before. That scares him. "Hey, I'm gonna try something, all right?" Zane asks, and before Liam can say anything, there's a hand behind his neck tugging him forward. Zane's mouth tastes of smoke, not that Liam's surprised. Smoke and something else he doesn't know what to describe. He's pretty sure it's just Zane. Zane pulls back, looking contemplative, eyebrows slightly raised. "Hmm," he says. "All right." "All right?" Liam asks. He can't feel his limbs and doesn't know if that's due to cold or if he's gone into shock. He's pretty sure that the second thought's just him being dramatic, though. Zane nods, shoving his lighter back into his pocket with one hand and stroking the thumb of the other over Liam's cheekbone. "Yeah," he says, smiling. "All right." "All right," Liam says, because he can't think of anything else to say. Zane breaks into laughter when his whole face scrunches up. It's just lovely. "You're so weird," Zane says, and Liam doesn't think that's quite fair, but then Zane is holding his hand, and that's quite nice, even if Liam's having trouble feeling it right now. "I like it, though." "That works out well for me, doesn't it?" Liam smiles, and he's pretty sure it's scrunching up his face again, but he doesn't care. That says a lot, probably. "I like you." "Shut up," Zane says, and he's turning away before Liam can tell for sure whether or not he's blushing. "It's fucking freezing outside. Why'd you drag me out here?" Liam doesn't point out that he's not the one with the disgusting habit, but it's a close thing. Zane keeps holding his hand all the way back to their dressing room, and by the time they get inside, Liam can almost feel it. The end.